were discussing yesterday with regard to the mitzvah of Birchas Halavana, the practice that some have to face Mizrach when reciting the bracha. And we noted from Sefer Siach Tefillah that it would appear from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham that that was not the practice, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Tola Einav, you're supposed to look at the moon, Umayashar Raglav, straighten your feet, Umavarech, and then say the bracha. And we quoted the Mishnah Berurah, who in turn cites the Shiur Knesset Hagdola, that you should, it would seem from the Shulchan Aruch, you should look at the moon throughout the entire recital of Kiddush Levana. But he quotes the Sefer Charedim, you should only look at the moon till the end of the bracha of Mechadesh Chadashim. And then the Magen Avraham, quoting the Shlah, that no, look at it until you begin the bracha, and that's it. But the Magen Avraham then writes, when you say, K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech, be careful not to bend your knees, because that will appear like you're bowing to the moon. So from all of that discussion, it appears very clear that you're facing the moon, maybe even looking at the moon. Only question is, how long to look at the moon for? But no one speaks of turning to the Mizrach. So where does that custom come from? So in the Yesod B'Shar Shavoda, cited in later Achronim, he writes that when you recite Kiddush Levana, it is as if you are being mekabel pnei Hashchina. You should put your feet together, he says, just as you do when you recite Shemona Esrei. And then he writes, Uletzad Mizrach Dafka, and face the east. Where did he find this halacha? Matzasi, he writes. I found this quoted, face the east. So in his description of Birchas Halavana as being similar to Shemona Esrei, Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, I understand. If it's like Shemona Esrei, you Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, you feed it together, so you face east, like Shemona Esrei. And then, ironically, he then writes, and when you get to the K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech, turn towards the moon. Just the opposite. Magen Avraham says, quoting the Shlah, when you get to K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech, be very careful. You're still facing the moon. Don't bend your knees. You don't want to appear as if you're bowing to the moon. Yesod B'Shar Shavoda says, you're facing the east when you say the bracha itself, like Shemona Esrei. Turn back towards the moon when you say, K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech. So he seems to be the earliest source of those who face Mizrach. The Achronim as well cites Shubas Levushei Mordechai, who says that some have the minog, mashinogim ktsas medaktikim, the eis birchas kiddush levana lamod letzad mizrach. Some face the east. Why do some face the east? So Levushei Mordechai writes, well, he thinks because the Magen Avraham quoted the Shlah, who says that when you jump up at the recital of K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech, be careful not to bend your knees, rather just stand on the edges of your toes. That shouldn't appear as if you're bowing to the moon. Well, that's not so easy, he says. So maybe because of concern that you might end up bowing your knees, that's why they turn toward the east to avoid that possibility. So whereas the Yesod B'Shar Shavoda said, Bedavka face the moon when you're saying K'shem Shani Roked Kenegdech, Levushei Mordechai is saying, well, maybe that's why people bedavka turn away from the moon, toward the Mizrach, because they don't want to end up bending their knees toward the moon. So these seem to be the two primary sources as to why some have the minhag to face Mizrach. But again, from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Magen Avraham, the Shlah, it seems that the accepted practice was to face the moon. After all, you're making a bracha, giving hodat to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the moon. So then why wouldn't you be looking at the moon, at least before you start the bracha, as you do whenever you say a bracha on something, you look at what you're saying the bracha on. That's with regard to the direction to stand and to face when saying the Birchas HaLevana. L'chor, this would not relate, though, to the Aleinu. The Aleinu and the Kaddish that you say at the end of the Birchas Levana, that l'chor, one should certainly face Mizrach for, because especially the minhag that many have to bow by Vanachnu Korim, well, then, of course, you should not be facing the moon for that recital, and that's not part of Kiddush Levana at all. That's really just a tefillah said after Kiddush Levana. So for that, l'chor, everyone would agree you face the east for the recital of the Aleinu and the Kaddish that follows. Why do we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana? What's the basis for that? It's not part of the Kiddush Levana per se. Why are we saying it? So the truth is that the Chida seems to oppose the recital of the Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. Rav Chaim Palagi, however, in his Ruach Chaim, Siman Tav Chavav, is Mlamed Tzchus, as he puts it, for those who say Aleinu L'Shaveach. And he suggests one of two justifications for the Minug. He says, since we just recited a bracha for the Levana, we give our da'at to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the Levana, therefore we now say Aleinu L'Shabeach to highlight the fact that we are not like the Umos HaOlam Shelo Sam Chalkeinu Kahem. They are the ones who are Ovdim L'Chama L'Levana L'Kochavim U'L'Mazalos. And we, of course, V'Anachnu Korim U'Mishtachavim, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead. So he suggests that maybe the minhag of Aleinu is simply just to contrast and to be grateful for that contrast between us and the Umos HaOlam after reciting the Birchas Levana. We bedafka want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not being like those who worship the sun, moon, and stars and constellations. Ah, yes, very good. That is correct as well. The Ramah does write that Ein Mekachin HaLevana Tachas HaGag, not to say the Kiddush Levana was standing under a roof. And the reason given the Mishnah Berurah is along the lines of the, we saw before, the idea that we're being mekabel pnei Shechina when we're saying Kiddush Levana. So when the Shechina, or when a melech comes to town, you don't stand under your roof waiting for him to come to you. You go out into the street to welcome him. See here as well, by Kiddush Levana, L'chat Chil, you're supposed to go out into the street, or at least out from under the roof, as a show of kavod for the Kabbalah's pnei Shechina. And Mishnah Berurah says that's L'chat Chil. It's not ma'akev b'diyevet, obviously. But at least l'chatchila, one should do so. If for whatever reason you can't go outside, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a makom naki, it's not clean, it's freezing cold, or it's a dangerous neighborhood, you're afraid to go out. So certainly under those circumstances, Mishnah Berurah says, you can say Kiddush Levana in the house, at a window from which you can see the Levana, and if you can, open the window, ideally. But the not being under a roof, although l'chatchila, that's correct, but it's not ma'akev b'dievin. L'chor, therefore, perhaps outside the shul, you have that overhang over the steps. I guess one could question. On the one hand, I'm walking out of the shul. I'm not standing in the building. I'm not saying it by a window. Mitzad Sheni, is that enough of a derech kavod to walk out and stand under the gag? It's an interesting question. Ramah L'chor is referring to the roof of one's home. So is that also the roof of one's home, the extension in front of the shul? I guess you can't go l'chatchila to go onto the street as more of a derech kavod or onto the sidewalk to say the Kiddush Levana would be l'chatchila. Oh, good question. So, Me'ikar Adin, you could say Kiddush Levana even by yourself. We do, L'chatchila, try to say it either with a minion, or at the very least with three people, because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. If you look at Mesech HaSofrim, the minhag to say Shalom Aleichem, Mesech HaSofrim says, Omer L'chaveiro, say it to your friend, Shalom Aleichem, Gimel Pa'amim. The implication there is that you really could say Shalom Aleichem to one person and just say it three times. We happen to have the minhag of saying it to three different people, but it seems pretty clear that from the original source of Mesech HaSofrim, you don't need two people. You just say it to one person three times, and that would also be sufficient. But you're right, because of Berov Am Hadras Melech, we try to l'chatchila say it with either 10 people, or according to some achronim, at the very least, with a total of three people. Why three times? That's a good question. Why three times? The Ramah's lashon is V'yomar l'chaveiro gimel pa'amim shalom olecha. Say it to your friend. Even the Ramah, you find that same reference to an individual, one person. Yom l'chaveiro, say it to your friend gimel pa'amim shalom olecha. Umeshiv hei v'kishol. And when he responds, his response is as if he had already said the shalom aleichem. So the Mishabur says that Magravam tells us because we just said Tipol Aleim Emal Sabafachad, you know, wishing upon the enemies that God's retribution and fear and awe of God should come upon them. So we turn to our friends and say, "No, it's not for you. I meant the others. Shalom Aleichem. For you, I wish only Shalom. That's all I have in mind for you." One, 3 times is a good question, but the Ramah interestingly says that Meshav Havik Shal, once you respond 3 times, it's as if you already said it 3 times. So it would seem from the Ramah that, strictly speaking, if people have already been greeting you with the Shalom Aleichem numerous times, and you respond 3 times already, you, strictly speaking, would not have to then say it yourself 3 times after that. But meaning is, again, that we say Shalom Aleichem 3 times, regardless, to 3 different people, even though, strictly speaking, it seems that you can say it to one person 3 times. Why dafka 3? That's a good question. Mesach HaSofim says 3 times, and the Ramah quotes that as well. Why not just say it once? I don't know. That's an interesting question. But if you're in the house and you're unable to go outside for whatever reason, it's too cold, or and your wife is there, you could probably say it to her as well. It's an interesting question, because from the Gemara, it seems that women should be saying Kiddush Levana themselves. And that's a discussion in Poskim, the Magen Avraham. Why don't women say Kiddush Levana? That's another topic. Perhaps we'll discuss that yet in a different shir. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, says that the women themselves would say the whole bracha of Mechadesh Chadashim. So presumably, if you're at home and the only one around is your wife, you can say Avshalom Lachem to her as well, presumably. Interesting question. Okay, more to discuss on that issue.